This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
And welcome back to Learning University. Ed Vitagliano, J.J. Jasper, Kendra Knox, your professors today. Hey, guys, let's go ahead and do our questions again so folks who've been sitting and listening can get a refresher on what they might encounter if they get through.
Good idea. All right. I have, what does the CS in C.S. Lewis stand for? Also, what frog species gives birth through its mouth?
That's just disgusting to think about.
It is.
That's
it
one
is.
More lunch. That's one more thing we're going to have to ask the Lord about when we get to heaven. We're going to ask about the duck-billed platypus.
Yes.
Was that really intentional? And then we'll ask about that frog. So that's not true or false. You're saying that happens.
It does. What is the name of the species that does it?
That would have been a great true or false question.
That's true.
All right, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, here's what I've got. What LSU Tiger was drafted by the Orlando Magic in 1992? It's a household name. Next question. Which U.S. president had a sign on his desk that read, "The buck stops here"?
All right. And I have three questions remaining. First, in Star Trek, what American state was Captain James Kirk from?
I know someone knows that. That's been in it since the beginning.
That is a Trekkie. Trekkie
fans
out there knows that.
A Trekkie or a Trekkie question?
It's a tricky Trekkie question. All right, second question. What is the state capital of Pennsylvania? Third question. On a ship, what is the bathroom called?
Another good question.
All right, where do we go, Kendra? We'll go back to the phones.
Harold from Louisiana. Harold, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Would you like to ask, answer, or do both?
I want to thank you for having me on today, and I want to thank you for the work you all do all week. I listen to you every week. I sure appreciate the news that you put out. I don't like the news, but the way you put it out, it's great. I listen to you all the time.
Amen. It's so helpful to have somebody else sort through it.
The questions that I knew have all been answered. I knew several of them today. So I have a riddle for you.
Okay.
There was a man who wanted to cross a river. He had a very small boat. He had a fox and a goose and a bushel of corn. And he could only take one at a time because of his small boat. He couldn't take the corn, leave the fox and the goose together because the fox would eat the goose. He couldn't take the fox and leave the corn and the goose together because the goose would eat the corn. So how did he get them across?
And he can carry how many over with him at one time?
One at a time.
One at a time.
All right, we're going to talk amongst ourselves here, Harold. So don't say yes or no. Okay, so obviously he's got to take the goose first, right?
Right.
And
but you take another one and you drop something off and you bring one back.
Exactly.
That's what you do. But I forget exactly.
Well, you can only take one thing on, right?
Yeah, but what you do is you drop one off the shore and pick the other one up. Say like you take the corn. No, let's see. The fox. You take the goose.
Yeah, take the goose.
Drop the goose off.
And then you come back.
And get the fox.
And get the
fox, but you take the goose back.
The goose back with you. And then
when
you bring
you drop
the corn.
Him off, you do that.
Okay.
Back that way.
How does that sound, Harold?
That sounds right.
All right. That's good. And this is why I just go to Pizza Hut. You don't have to worry about who's going to eat what, you know, and it just makes life a whole lot easier. And plus, that's why I stay out of boats. So I don't
two takeaway two
yeah.
takeaways from Harold's riddle.
Good
Harold,
question, though.
Thank you for your kind words. Please pray for this ministry and thank you for your love and your prayers and your support of AFA and AFR.
Appreciate it. I pray for y'all every day, and I appreciate you. I listen to you all the time.
Amen. God bless you, Harold. Thank you, sir.
And that is so encouraging to hear somebody say, I pray for you guys every day.
I probably had 50 people come up and say hello when I was in Ohio Tuesday night at least 50, and just they all had something. They sounded like Harold. They were saying thank you, and thank you to the Wildman family, thanking the Lord, and they would share a specific thing that they've gleaned from AFR. Yeah, I can't remember being around a nicer bunch of people in Mansfield, Ohio, this past Tuesday night. So say hi to all my new Ohio friends.
There's something about meeting believers where you just have so much in common, even when you don't know anything about them, but you can just sense that community and the spirit.
Yes. Well,
so
yes.
Where are you going next? And how can people find out what your schedule is? Or if they want to invite you to their community, their church, their event, how can they? Where do they go for that,
JJ? I'm going to be in Mount Vernon, Illinois, Monday night, April the 1st, for a pregnancy center banquet. It's a fundraiser. And I don't have all the information in front of me, but you can go to jjjasper.com. And, yeah, I would love to come to your area. Thank
you
for
that. And he will be there, even though it's April Fool's Day. He will be there, correct?
You know, whenever I mention that on the radio, the closer it gets, I'm going to have to say, no fooling. Yes. I'm going to be in Mount Vernon on April the 1st.
All right, where we go next, Kendra?
Next up, we have Denise in Ohio. Denise,
Dennis,
good to have you.
I think maybe
Dennis. Oh, Dennis. I'm sorry. Dennis.
That's okay. I've been called Denise before.
Okay.
Well, Dennis, do you have a question for us?
I do. I want to do both if I could.
Wonderful. What question would you like to answer?
Ed's question about the ship's bathroom.
All right. On a ship, Dennis, what is the bathroom called?
I'm going to go with latrine.
No, it's not not a latrine. Now,
it might be out on the battlefield.
Yes, in the military. Infantry, it is called a latrine. It's something different on a ship, but good
try.
Good guess. What's your question for us?
I know JJ and Ed are Andy Griffith fans. I don't know about Kendra.
I've watched a few.
Do you remember the Darlings?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes. Classy group.
Okay. The patriarch of the Darlings, Briscoe Darling, what popular TV series did he star in the late 70s?
Was he on Gunsmoke? We're just talking among ourselves.
Yeah, no,
I don't remember seeing him in another Western or something. Might not have been a Western.
I know we'll be kicking myself for
this.
He's
got a distinct voice. I can picture him seeing with that mustache.
Yeah, that I can't remember.
Wasn't he Uncle Jesse on Dukes of Hazzard?
I think you
I think you're right. I think he was, but now... That wasn't on the 70s, though, was it? Or was that in the 70s?
I'm not sure.
All right, well, Brent Creeley says Dennis Dukes of Hazzard. I think he was on that.
Is that
you're looking for? Hey, Brent Creeley coming through.
Brent Creeley comes through.
I believe that was it started in 79, I believe.
Okay.
Super. Well, that's great. We had to go outside the teacher's lounge and find somebody with some learning. Hey, Dennis, thank you so much. God bless you, buddy.
Thank you.
You got a beautiful state there. You have a great weekend.
Thank you. You do the same.
All right, heading back to Texas.
You know, we called him Denise. This old joke that you guys heard so long ago. So the lady was having some health things. She just passed out, gave birth to twins. They needed names immediately to put on the birth certificate. Her brother, who happened to be there, was not the sharpest tack in the box. And so she came to, and they said, your brother named the twins. She's like, no. Okay, it was going to be a boy and a girl. This is an old joke you might have heard. It said, well, what about what did they name the girl? Denise. She's like, okay, that's pretty. That's not bad. What do you name the boy? The nephew.
And the nephew. That's great.
Denise and I have heard that, but JJ, as with a lot of your jokes, I've known you for so long. I go, I remember hearing this, but I don't know
the punchline.
So it's funny all over again. All right, Kendra, where do we go?
Alan in Texas. Alan, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Howdy.
Howdy,
we
Alan.
Get a good howdy from Texas.
What part of Texas?
I live around the Dallas area.
Good. You want to ask, answer, or do?
Farmersville.
Okay. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both.
Which one you feel confident about?
I feel confident about Captain Kirk.
Oh Captain Kirk. All right. In Star Trek. Alan, what American state was Captain James Kirk from?
Captain James T. Kirk was born in Riverside, Iowa, in March 22, 28.
What? Well, I can't say yes or no on some of that information, but you had Iowa right. Good work.
Wow,
man,
Alan.
We asked the Trekkies to show out, and
I am a huge Star Trek fan. I love Star Trek. I even love the brand new show called The Orville. It is awesome.
Okay, super. All right. So you knew the birth date.
Wow.
I had no idea. I had heard the city, but Iowa's all I knew, and so my tip of the hat to you, my friend.
Yes.
That's excellent.
Hey, and Alan, just to keep things harmonious on the home front, I hope you know the birth date of all your children.
Good point.
Yeah, I'm kind of sketchy on that. But yeah.
I see these guys, they know all these stats on these ball players,
yeah.
And you say, when is y'all's anniversary? I remember it was in the spring. You know, I'm not sure
awful.
The month or the date.
Awful.
All right, Alan.
It's
what's your
summertime? Sometime.
Yeah,
that's right. What's your question for us, Alan?
Okay, what king in the Old Testament was reduced to an animal?
Oh, well,
Nebuchadnezzar.
Yeah, it was Nebuchadnezzar.
King Nebuchadnezzar, that is right.
That's right. He was reduced to acting like an animal. He would go out into the field and eat grass, and nails grew long, his hair grew long, kind of like some of
Seven
the big
years.
Big hair bands from the 1980s.
Right.
And that, my friends, is
yeah,
how the Lord
rock
handles
and roller.
If you have pride in your
right.
life.
Yes,
so
that's
watch
right.
out or
God
you'll be
God will humble
acting
you.
Like a goose or
right.
a goat or
and
who knows what.
Corn and then getting eaten by foxes. Who
that's
knows?
Right.
Werewolf.
Right, right. Hey, thanks, Alan. Have a wonderful weekend.
All right. Wow, that's I had no idea what the birth date of Captain James T. Kirk was.
That's
Alan
good
was
stuff.
He upped
spot
your question
on the money.
One.
He
yeah.
sure
extra
did.
Extra credit right there.
All right. Hey, JJ, where do we go next?
Let's go to Arkansas. Andy's on the line. Hello, Andy.
Oh, hi.
How are you?
Good. How you doing?
We're blessed, buddy. Hey, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I was going to answer, and he actually answered the Star Trek one, but I believe I got the Navy one y'all asked. I believe I got the answer to that.
The ship question, you mean?
The
bathroom?
Question.
Okay. All right, Andy, on a ship, what is the bathroom called?
Would head be right?
It is. It's called the head.
Yep.
The head?
Yes. You have to go to the head.
And if you can't make it in time, it's the poop deck. Is that correct?
Oh,
is that correct?
Man. Well,
if the head is full.
I just can't believe from yeah. Kendra Knox, I heard the word poop come out.
I'm sorry. I've been holding on to that joke ever since.
Hey, Andy, good job. Were you in the Navy?
No, sir. I worked around a lot of people. I've known a lot of people in the Navy, and I remembered that term.
Right.
Yeah.
They still use that. Hey, do you have a question for us?
No, I do, but I do appreciate y'all, like the other guy was saying. I appreciate y'all's show every day. I listen to it every day at lunchtime.
That means a lot. Thank you, Andy. You have a great weekend, buddy. First weekend in spring.
You too, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Yeah, it is first week of spring.
First weekend
I'm
of spring.
It.
Yeah.
All right, Kendra, where do we go?
All right, we're heading to Ed in Georgia. Ed, welcome to Trivia Friday. Hosted by Ed.
Good afternoon, professors.
I always say two Eds are better than one, brother. That's my two Ed on the show at the same time joke. So
hey, let me give a shout out to JJ. I thought the folks in Georgia were your favorite folks, not Ohio.
Hey, I didn't say favorite, but they were wonderful. But yeah, I was just in Georgia last week and very impressed with the folks in the Albany area.
You and I shared a meal together, and you signed some books for me, and I appreciate that.
I sat right across the street from right across the table from Ed. Ed's son is a truck driver.
Okay.
And he just kind of
yes,
got
sir.
his certificate upped. Where he lives in the Carolinas and he's going to be trying to move back home. So we had some real good conversation. Ed, quick-witted, okay. loves the Lord, and your sports team. I'm trying to think what you always say when you get on.
Well, Professor Tim is not there this week, but I can give it to the nation. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Oh, man.
I knew you were a serious fan. Yeah, we had a good visit
memory,
there.
JJ.
Thanks for jogging my memory there. That was a good night. That was some great folks and a great ministry there.
Yeah, and I'll say I've started reading your book, Moses Was a Basket Case, but I haven't gotten around to the book Losing Cooper. But Moses Was a Basket Case, I appreciate the humor.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Those stories are zany, but they really are true. If you've worked around a construction site or been on a farm, you know characters like you're reading about in that book. Hey, which one you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, I want to clarify for Ed, and then I want to answer your question about the sports teams.
All right. Okay. You want to do what now?
Okay, Ed. For your information. Marines and Navy call the head and army is latrine. So you'll never hear me use the word latrine.
Yeah, in fact, I have a picture of my dad when he was in the Marines, and he always gets a kick out of it because they were on maneuvers, and they were out in the woods, and on a tree was a piece of wood that said head with an arrow so everybody, the Marines would know
where to go.
That's correct. And I guess the Marines call it because they're so connected with the Navy. And
That's
interesting.
Absolutely.
Hey, here's the question. Did you want the LSU Tiger? You want that question, Ed?
We'll try that one.
All right. What LSU Tiger was drafted by the Orlando Magic in 1992?
That would be Shaquille O'Neal.
That's right.
Hey.
Absolutely. Shaq. Good job, buddy. Hey, have you got a question for us, Ed, or was that it? The clarification.
It.
All right, bud. Well, hey, it really was a pleasure to get to meet you. Tell your son I said hello, and tell my friends there in Albany, Georgia, that I said hello. That was a great night. God bless you guys. Thank you.
We'll do that, and God bless AFR.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. All right, we're going to continue trying to get as many calls as we can in. We go to Kentucky. And Nora is on the line. Nora, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited because this is the first time for me.
Wonderful.
Wow. Nora, what part of Kentucky? Yeah. That's JJ and I's home state. Where are you from?
Mount Sterling.
Okay, great.
Mount Sterling. Yeah, go Big Blue.
Yeah, it's about 35 miles from Lexington, Kentucky.
Okay. Well, Nora, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I would like to do both, please.
All right, which question would you like to answer?
About the frog.
Oh, wow, that's a hard one.
Yeah,
okay.
I want to hear the answer to this.
What frog species gives birth through its mouth?
That would be, I'm pretty sure, the gastric frog.
That is correct.
The gastric
brooding frog.
Wow.
Did you just know that?
Nora, I am just
Nora,
I'm impressed.
Pretty impressive.
Now, we allow Googling, but did you just know that offhand, or did you look that up?
No, I did not know that offhand, although I'm a country girl. And I know all about those bees when y'all were discussing the bees one day, and I tried to get in, but I missed it.
Okay.
My daddy, when I was little, he used to sit and watch the bees and tell me all kinds of stuff about it, teach me stuff. So.
Wow. Well, you did your research.
You're not kidding.
I was really interested in that because I am a country girl, so I could not find the answer. I finally Googled it.
Well, that's good. Research.
I have to be truthful.
We encourage research.
Is that frog native to – where is it native to? Is it native to the
– I don't know. You know, I don't
okay.
know
that. Not that it's important.
That's very bizarre.
Yeah.
Hey, Nora, great
yes,
job. Do you have a question for
Thank
us?
You. Yes, sir, I sure do. I am into essential oils, biblical oils, and I even teach, I've taught several classes about the essential oils because they were very important to God. So I'd like for you guys to answer where in the Bible is the first mention of oils?
Good question. I know frankincense.
Okay, we're gonna talk amongst ourselves, Nora, so don't say yes or no. So.
I know frankincense is a big oil that's mentioned in the Bible that is used in essential oils a lot as like kind of the cure-all, but I don't know that that's the first one.
Yeah, back whenever and she's right, essential oils, great products, a whole lot of medicinal
mm-hmm.
and
lavender oil.
I love olive oil.
Soothing stuff.
I love a lot of olive oil.
Well, and Popeye was a good character too. No, but they'd use oil to bind up wounds in the Old Testament. They would anoint with oil.
They would anoint with oil.
With the priest. So yes, that was
sir,
way back.
They were very important to God.
Yeah,
so,
very important.
Nora, are you asking for the first mention of oil?
Yes, the first time that any oil was mentioned in the Bible.
It's going to be in Genesis, guys, because, you know, it goes way, way back.
Yeah.
You know, because they were using it for a lot of things early on. But I don't know the context.
As far back as I can go would be the law of Moses, you know, where they would anoint. But to your point, there's probably something in Genesis. I just don't know. Do you guys know?
Mm-mm.
All right.
Yeah.
Nora, I think you got us.
Teach us something, Nora.
Okay. It's in Genesis. I think the chapter is 37 when Joseph's brothers sold him to the caravan. They were carrying, the Bible says, they were carrying oils, balm, myrrh, that kind of stuff. So
the people that they sold them to?
Yeah, the caravan that they sold Joseph.
Wow.
Caravan of merchants, and that's part of what they had.
Okay.
Yes. Well, you hear the balm of Gilead.
That's what they were carrying.
Well, Nora, you didn't ask for this, but have you got a Facebook page, something where people can find out about your essential oils?
No, I don't. I normally just go here and there. I don't really have a Facebook.
What's your go-to essential oil you recommend for people? What's your go-to one?
Oh, yes. And by the way, another little thing that you guys might like to have is the oils are mentioned in the Bible over 1,000 times. I mean,
wow,
really?
Hey, like Kendra said, what's the two or three that you recommend for people that don't know anything about it?
Well, I'm like her. I like the frankincense. It's a cure-all. I really like the frankincense, but I also like lavender. And, you know, those are probably my go-to.
Okay, listen. I'm just gonna admit my ignorance here. So this is really a big thing. What does this mean?
They're like little bottles of oil, and people are selling these. You can put it on your wrist. You can ingest some of it, but I had a friend that sells it. I said, hey,
I ingest it every day. It actually is really good for you to drink. I drink it in iced tea every day.
Mm. And see, you'll see in the
I
Old
drink
Testament.
The orange.
Yeah, you see where they say, okay, let's get this person ready to present to the king and you know, have these different oils or balm of Gilead, these different oils. So they'd have the fragrance in the room, mm-hmm. healing. And so I had a friend that sold it, and my wife said, oh, yeah, when I lived in Nashville, I used to do this, and it really does work. So I asked him, well, what are the three that I can get her? And I think it was lemon and
probably peppermint.
Peppermint.
Lavender,
and then maybe lavender. But, yeah, you can do it for clears your sinuses. I'm not an expert, but I'm just hearing from a lot of people that do it. But now it's been a good thing for homeschool moms and whoever.
Nora, this has been fascinating for me. I'm going to ask some more questions after the show is over. But we are out of time, and so we're going to have to let you go and give the answers to our questions. And so thank you so much, and thank you for the Bible reference as well.
Yeah, excellent.
All right, Kendra, what do you have left? And let's give the answers to what we have remaining.
Okay, Chronicles of Narnia was written by C.S. Lewis, also known as Clive Staples.
Oh, okay.
That's all I have. They wiped me out.
Which U.S. president had a sign on his desk that read, "The buck stops
here"? That
was
Harry S. Truman.
Yes, sir.
All right, and what about the state capital of Pennsylvania? You guys know?
Pennsylvania.
Oh.
It's always, people always going to say Pittsburgh or Philadelphia. It's Harrisburg.
Harrisburg.
I'm terrible with state capitals. My dad knows to this day, almost 90 years old, every single one.
That's amazing. We had all show to think about it, too.
Yep. All right, folks, that's all the time we have. More great programming directly ahead on American Family Radio.